guys. So I got a comment on my audio that I did, but I don't know if it was yesterday or I think it was the day before yesterday. It was Drama in the Wings, and I was talking about working backstage on Costume Crew. And user Set of Words commented, "How does working in costume slash crew compare to acting in a show in terms of stress and such?" In my experience, I think being an actor in the show or being on the production team is definitely the most stressful thing, and probably like the most stressful job is being a stage manager for sure, because pretty much the entire show is weighted on them doing exactly what they're supposed to do with zero room for mistakes. But as far as just comparing acting and working on crew, I think acting, I think by the time the show comes around and ends and stuff, there has been more stress being an actor, than there is with the entire process combined of being a crew member. But that being said, like, the crew feels more of a concentrated sense of stress during a lot of the performances, I think. Because when you're acting in a show, you have to put a lot more time in, just because, you know, crew people don't have to go to rehearsals. Usually crew and stuff doesn't have to start getting into the rehearsal process until the very, very end, maybe even just, like, the last 3 or 4 days before the show opens. You just learn what you have to do, learn where you have to set props, learn where you have to help with quick changers or do whatever. Yeah, like, because of the rehearsal process, because of how rigorous, you know, certain shows can be to put on, and if you have to, like, learn new skills for them and stuff, I think acting has a little bit more stress involved. But when you're on crew, there's definitely a lot of pressure on you, and I think most of the stress comes from the actors, at least in my experience being on crew, I think it's because the crew comes in so late in the rehearsal process that obviously there's a little bit of nervousness for the actors to depend on them. And that's something that I felt in, like, pretty much every show that I've done crew for. Like, you know, even if you know that you're doing your job right, and even if you do your job right every night, the actors are still going to be super, super, super nervous on their performance high during the run of the show, and they're going to come run to you at random times and, like, make sure that you've set everything properly for them, make sure that you're prepared, make sure that you're taking care of them, and you have to kind of constantly be reassuring them. And if you're on costume crew, you have to constantly tell them that they look fabulous and they look beautiful and that they're performing well, and you have to help with their quick changes, and you have to, like, make sure you do everything perfectly for them. So a lot of it depends on the actors you're working with too. Like, some actors are more uptight than others, and that doesn't necessarily mean they're bad, like, bad in character either, because lots of times the more uptight actors, the people that get more nervous backstage are the ones that really have their shit together, whereas the ones that are kind of lighthearted are a little bit more not put together, even if their performances are equally wonderful. So, no hate from the crew, but I think most of the crew stress does come directly from the actors. Yep. Let's see if I answered that question. How does working in costume crew compare to acting in a show in terms of stress and such? Yeah, I think I answered that. I guess I'll also add, since they wrote costume slash crew, I was kind of just talking about crew right there, like being on a wardrobe crew. But costuming is different from wardrobe crew, at least in, that's kind of the terminology that I feel like most people use. Wardrobe crew, if you're in wardrobe crew, which is what I'm on, it means that you're there during the run of the show to help with the costumes during the run of the show. Whereas if you are involved with the costume crew, that means, it's not called a crew usually, it's called, you know, just the costumers or the costuming people. They're the people that make the costumes before the show. They're the designers and the cutters and the stitchers and people that put the costumes together. And I've also done that for two shows now. And I didn't have a hugely important job. I was just like a stitcher. But that was the least stress I've ever felt, because that happens way before the show ever starts, and you never have to come in contact with the actors. Or at least I didn't. Of course, I guess a lot of the costumers do, the people that are doing the measurements and stuff like that, the designer, they have to get an idea of the actors. But I mean, even then, it's usually way at the beginning of the rehearsal process, or even before the rehearsal process starts. So the actors are usually just excited to be in the show. They're excited they got cast. They come in for their fitting. They're excited to see what their costumes look like. And all the jobs that I've done have just kind of felt like fun crafting jobs. Like, yeah, you just sit down and with a pattern, and you sew a pretty thing, and it's always fun to see the final product whenever you get to see the show. So I think working in the non-crew production side of shows is pretty fun and less stressful, whereas like the crew for the run of the show, which is like, you know, the stage manager and the people doing lights and sound and the run crew and the wardrobe crew and that stuff, that's really stressful. And also being an actor is really stressful in its own way. So yeah, I think that is where I will end this, because I've rambled a lot and I'm gonna go. Bye-bye.